Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Thousands are dead and hundreds more people are injured following a massive 7.2 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Ismail Al-Abdullah is with a relief group called the White Helmets. They're digging through rubble to search for survivors.
It's a very difficult task for us. We need help. We need the international community to do something.
CBS's Tina Krause reports from our foreign desk in London.
The powerful earthquake struck near the border of Turkey and Syria as people slept. And daylight revealed the scale of the disaster. This man says 12 families were trapped here and no one managed to get out. Rescuers worked quickly and carefully in the bitter cold. Some still buried in the rubble posted videos on social media begging for help.
Turkey's president has declared a 7-day mourning period for those victims. Here at home, President Biden is weighing in on the tragedy. He says he's deeply saddened by the loss of life and devastation. The U.S. has already sent 2 search and rescue teams to the region to help. Meantime, U.S. military and law enforcement continue to collect debris from that Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down over the weekend. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
Recovery crews were able to retrieve some debris yesterday, but sea conditions prevented underwater crews from searching the area. They're at work today, and they include explosive ordnance teams. A U.S. commander says they're concerned about hazardous debris and possibly even explosives, and they're asking the public if debris washes up on shore to avoid contact and notify law enforcement.
Authorities in Ohio plan to release toxic chemicals from 5 cars of a derailed train in East Palestine to avoid a huge explosion. That controlled release starts in about 2 hours. Investigators in Maryland stopped 2 suspects from shooting up several power substations that would have left thousands in the cold near Baltimore. FBI special agent in charge, Thomas Sobosinski, says a woman was recorded telling an undercover agent about the plan.
Marylanders can rest assured that a threat to disrupt their daily lives by attacking the local power grid has been stopped.
Those suspects were neo-Nazi extremists. 2 children who were kidnapped by their mother in Missouri have now been found in Florida. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The 2 abducted children were found last week in a supermarket in High Springs, Florida, near Gainesville, with their mother, who did not have custody. 36-year-old Christy Gilley. Police located Gilley after running a routine vehicle check that showed she was a fugitive. Gilley remains in jail. The 2 children, who are now 11 and 12 years old, were abducted last March from Clay County, Missouri, a suburb of Kansas City.
Police say they'll be reunited with their family soon. This is CBS News.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A former Trump campaign official and Republican operative is apparently the person who gave a reporter audio of Trump campaign officials in Wisconsin admitting they'd lost in 2020, but planning to promote election fraud claims anyway. The anonymous tipster said they chose to share it after Trump announced another run for president. The former Trump staffer wants to keep their name out of the story out of concern about retaliation. 32 deer at a southwest Wisconsin deer farm were recently put down after a chronic wasting disease outbreak. The state quarantined the farm in September after a buck tested positive. After that, 3 other deer tested positive. The state is paying the farm owner for the deer, but the farm is also banned from having any more deer for 5 years. In sports, the Bucks are at Portland tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com. The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is a Mad Radio Monday. Dom, got a new brand up here. Same. Greatest radio show ever. And we're going to bring it to the people. And you, the people, you can be a part. 844-967-2789. But Dom, I'd like to talk about a controversial topic, apparently, for Democrats. Frickin' socialism.
What? Oh, no.
Republicans. And we live here in the great state of Wisconsin. If you don't live here with us in the great Badger State, maybe you're unaware of the divide and conquer politics of Scott Walker, the former Republican governor here. And he's something of a bastard. And he really turned this state against itself. The neighbor against the neighbor. The rural against the urban. The public sector against the private sector. As long as he had 50 plus one, that's all that freaking guy cared about. And I would think that Democrats somewhere along the line would gain wisdom, learn a few hard-earned lessons to not be divided. Certainly over a theoretical topic like socialism, let's say, Dom. The Republicans, the House Republicans, not a brilliant lot. I mean, they're led by Kevin McCarthy and three-toe MTG. And they have already effectively divided the Democratic caucus on a vote on socialism. And I'm quite disappointed in the blue team in this case, Tom. I mean, come on. Let me read a little bit. New reporting at thehill.com. As House Republicans aim to use their majority to divide Democrats on toxic political issues, they found early success this month, making new hay out of an old idea, the horrors, air quotes, of socialism. The horrors.
Oh my God.
House GOP leaders staged a vote Thursday, that's last Thursday, on a resolution condemning socialism as a fundamental threat to American prosperity, Dom. In independence, a proposal that split Democrats and provided a potentially potent new attack line for GOP candidates heading into the 2024 elections. Oh, I get so disappointed in the Democratic Party. I'll tell you why, Tom. While a majority of Democrats voted in favor of the measure, 100 of the 212-member caucus declined to endorse it. And GOP leaders wasted no time pouncing when the tally was in. That wasn't a college vote on a college campus. That was a vote in the U.S. Congress. The 100 Democrats couldn't say socialism was wrong. Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters in the Capitol, "That's a scary point of view." Yes, that you are so ignorant and that Democrats are so easily divided that they took this bait and that approximately half of them voted with the Republicans to what? Condemn the governance system of Denmark, Dom? Perhaps their senatorial colleague Bernie Sanders? I mean, he's a Democratic socialist.
Well, I mean,
do you condemn Bernie?
Listen, the whole thing is, it depends on what you mean, right? Words have meanings. How is Kevin McCarthy defining socialism, right? Because that was number one, should be right off the bat. If you're saying socialism is communism, I'm saying you're wrong. You think socialism is results with a dictatorship or fascism, I would say you are wrong. I mean, what is socialism? How do you define socialism? And what programs are paid for with socialist dollars, right? I would wager Kevin McCarthy, you, sir, and all government employees are paid out of the taxes of the American people.
Yeah, what? But they make a special point, these Republicans, of governing awfully. They don't earn that money, Dom.
Someone else made that? The military, highways, libraries, the police, the fire department, right? Postal service. Freaking sewers, roads, right? I mean, is that socialism? I just want to know what you mean by it. Because if you're talking about, you know, collecting dollars and spending them on public works, I mean, what the hell was the last bipartisan legislation, the Infrastructure Act? Well, what is that? Is that socialism? I just want to know what you mean, because I'm pretty sure no one's down with the communism, but Europe is fine with the socialism. We have all sorts of socialistic tenets in this country. I mean, we don't have private armies, right? If someone's concerned, that's a federal thing. Because what are you talking about? This is a joke from the start. And the first question should have been, well, Mr. McCarthy, is your salary the result of socialist policies?
Dominic, as a logical argument, Republican attacks on socialism have been undermined by their support for, let's call them, social welfare programs, including McCarthy's recent vow to protect federal benefits under Social Security and Medicare, programs that are run exclusively by the government and funded collectively by the taxpayers who are required to contribute. That sounds like the definition of a socialist program, Dom. And Republicans have for decades castigated those entitlements as socialist initiatives that trample on free enterprise and individual liberties. And Democrats are warning that despite the rhetoric, GOP leaders are still eyeing cuts. Here's a quote from Rep. Jim McGovern, Massachusetts, the top Democrat on the Rules Committee. "We're not fooled by Speaker McCarthy's promises, by the way. We know what he means when he says he wants to, air quotes, protect these programs. It's code for cuts. We've seen this movie before." And from a political vantage, the GOP's efforts to link Democrats to socialism as an abstract concept have historically been effective, resonating with broad swaths of conservative voters and helping Republicans gain vast grounds in states like Florida, which have shifted squarely in recent years from a purple battleground to a red stronghold. Among outside political experts, there's some disagreement about just how effective the GOP strategy will be. Well, Dom, it's a lot more effective if Democrats basically take up the same argument with them when half the caucus votes to condemn socialism as a concept. I mean, what about Medicare? What about Social Security? What about Medicaid? What about the New Deal?
Well, that's the whole point, right? They want to try to cast those things as some evil socialist program. But, you know, thankfully, you know, old people aren't eating cat food and dying in the streets anymore. And even beyond just the actual taxing and putting into, you know, infrastructure or other programs, what about the regulation, man? I mean, is it the government? Is it a socialistic tenet of a government to mandate some sort of minimum wage controls? You know, you can't have slavery. Hell, I talked him into it. I forced him into it. Why can't I do that? I'm free. No, you can't do that. Regulation. It's got to be an employment situation that must be paid a minimum wage. Oh, that's terrible. Right? I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, you can't just go out and open up your doors and sell a product that's harmful to the American people. There's FDA, for example, right? You can't do outright fraud. I mean, all these things, what are they if not tenets of socialism? The combined will and effort of a government regulating private industry that you can't do X, Y, or you must do Z.
844-967-2789. It irks me, Dom. I feel like if people were better educated, this argument wouldn't convince 100 Democrats of the necessity of voting against their probable ideology. I mean, do you think 100 Democrats or more, do you think they really are against socialism broadly?
Again, definitions matter. So what do you mean by that? Do you want to do are people down with government control of supply and manufacture and distribution of goods and services? Well, no. I don't know a lot of people that are. Seems like communism to me. But I think a lot of people think that communism is socialism. And, of course, it is not the same thing.
But they both have an ism at the end. They sound alike. You know, guys like Scott Walker, the divide and conquer former governor of the state of Wisconsin, he sure does analogize them as being exactly the same. Republicans do that with frequency. And when Democrats take the bait, Crudy gets a little miffed.
Well, come on. The FDA.
967-2789. And when Dom interrupts, FEMA? I get more miffed.
What about FEMA? I mean, how many Republicans are cashing those checks? They're down with the FEMA. I mean, come on. It is such a disingenuous conversation because I guarantee you most of those Republicans don't know the difference.
You're doing a heck of a job, Dommy. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jean. How you doing?
Hey, Jeannie.
Great show as usual. Oh, I love your passion there, guys. The entitlement thing, give me an effing break. People paid in for every year that they have worked. Give me a break. They're just trying to get a tax cut again for their big money donors, you know, so they don't have to pay into Social Security, you know, a little bit. It's so sickening, guys. Nobody can afford to buy a road. Nobody can afford to pay for a bridge. Nobody can afford to pay for a library. Give me a break. Nobody could afford to buy a school. We all pool our resources together. And then hopefully we vote for competent people instead of insurrectionists and fascists, and we get the job done for all of us together so that we can all learn, be safe, and travel. It's just, it's unbelievable. Ludicrous, ludicrous. Thank you, guys.
Jeannie, real
great work.
Real quick, yes. Jeannie, before we let you go. What about the Democrats that took the bait and voted along with the Republicans? I mean,
well, they should get chewed out. Everybody call them and say, hey, guys, you better do your schoolwork before you vote on anything that Republicans put forth on the floor.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they need to be, I hate to use the word woke, but you know what? If you're not woke, you're in a coma. So wake up, folks, and get out of the coma. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jeannie. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We'll take more of your phone calls, and we'll accentuate the Republicans saying the quiet part out loud, talking about you, Mike Pence. 844-967-2789. Phone lines toll free from here to Iceland.
Stop torturing yourself, man. You'll never afford it. Live in the now.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote out those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 32. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows level off around 23. About an inch of snow Wednesday night through Thursday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to The Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. Going there shortly at 844-967-2789. You know, this whole socialism conversation, I'd love to hear the response of the Republicans when we talk about, I don't know, maybe corporate bailouts, for example. Right? I mean, how is that possibly done? The American auto industry, right? Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, AIG, the airline industry. Come on, all the banks over the years? Come on. I mean, there's still money outstanding. Fannie Mae, apparently, according to ProPublica from 2022, still owes like $62 billion to the government, to us, for the bailout.
Dominic, you privatize the profits.
Socialize the laws.
Yes.
See, that's so they're down with the socialization of the corporate laws part of it.
Yes.
Right? Yes, yes.
Now, in regards to this resolution put on the floor, dividing the Democrats in an asinine fashion because they took the bait, but Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries said the resolution was meant to provide cover for Republicans, and here's the rest of his quote, to try and undermine an agenda that is designed to lift up the health, safety, and well-being of the American people. The American people should not be fooled by anything that takes place on the floor today with respect to the so-called resolution on socialism. Madame Republicans, however, argued the resolution was strictly about denouncing socialism. Here's a quote. Rep. Mike Lawler from New York. To be clear, this resolution is not about Social Security or Medicare, two programs with broad bipartisan support. It's about the sick ideology that has destroyed nations, ruined lives, and resulted in death and destruction around the world. And then you see the newest from former Vice President Mike Pence today. Dom, he said the quiet part out loud. They're not really that in favor of keeping the current Medicare in place. Republicans saying the quiet part out loud, Pence calls for privatizing Social Security. And more. Here's the article. Dom, former VP Mike Pence, a possible 2024 presidential candidate. His slogan, hang Mike Pence.
Everybody knows that.
His voice support for a Social Security privatization scheme the George W. Bush administration unsuccessfully pushed nearly two decades ago.
If you don't get it the first time, just keep trying.
Trickle-down economics, anyone?
Did it work?
Here's more. In a closed-door event Thursday, hosted by the National Association of Wholesale Distributors, a corporate trade group, Pence said he believes that the day would come when we can replace the New Deal with a better deal, literally giving younger Americans the abilities to take a portion of their Social Security withholdings and put that into a private savings account that the government would oversee. What could possibly go wrong? How does this correct any measure of what they
can do? The government's going to oversee it?
I mean, I continue to quote from the, you know, former VP. Did I mention the FBI is now searching his residence as well? Make sure he doesn't have any more classified documents. But anyways.
Great.
Back to the quiet part out louding. VP Pence, I quote, I mean, a very simple fund that could generate 2% would give the average American twice what they're going to get back on their Social Security today, and it could give the government money doing it. Pence said, according to video footage obtained by the Democratic-aligned group American Bridge 21st Century. Experts have forcefully rejected the notion that private savings account of the kind Pence endorsed, which would allow workers to divert a portion of their payroll tax contributions into private investment accounts, would be more beneficial than Social Security's guaranteed benefits, as the former vice president suggested. Take your money to Wall Street. Why would you want the guarantee? Let it ride on black.
Someone's got to manage that money for it, and you do it for a low, low, low 50 basis points.
Dominic, the popular argument that Social Security privatization would provide higher returns for all current and future workers is misleading because it ignores transition cost and differences across programs in the allocation of aggregate and household risk, according to, like, three economists sympathetic to the idea of privatization. They wrote that letter back in 2000. Experts have also said private accounts would not, as Pence put it, save the government money. In 2005, analysts with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimated that a privatization plan put forth by former Senator John Sununu and former Rep. Wait for it, Tom. Paul Ryan from Wisconsin. Of course, you know, the anti-socialist that he was. That little Paul Ryan John Sununu plan would create $85.8 trillion in additional debt equal to 93.7% of the gross domestic product by 2050, while not boosting Social Security's long-term solvency, something Republicans claim, and I'm throwing in air quotes around that, claim they want to do, Dom. What a fine plan. Boost the debt by $86 trillion while not guaranteeing any additional long-term solvency.
The CBPP wrote this: the creation of a system of private accounts would not change the amount of revenue coming into the federal government, but it would increase government spending because the federal government would be making regular payments into these private accounts. These payments would represent new government spending. This increases in spending unaccompanied by an increase in revenues would widen the annual deficits.
What a fine idea. Mike Pence, you know, this is the sort of presidential campaign that'll, you know, probably get you like 3% support.
Retreading some former VP candidate Paul Ryan ideas from 20 years ago? Great.
What was the alternative for Pence, though? If he's not sticking it to old people, Dom, well, then insurrectionists want to stick it to him.
Well, you know, I mean, he could always, you know, lean on his former career as a radio host.
Hey, man.
If you're in radio, you are qualified to do everything.
All the jobs are taken, Pence. You stay out. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can hear your voice on the radio statewide, nationwide, worldwide. Civic Media app, Civic Media Network, Devil's Advocates Radio. Greatest show ever. Join it. 844-96-PARTY.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. What a busy time this has been for Republicans to lay out their vision, their priorities, and plans. In Tennessee, that includes a bill with a 6-year prison term for performing in multiple drag shows. In Florida, during Black History Month, they're making progress in banning the ability to teach freely about Black history. They're also banning books. In Arkansas, they're banning words. In Missouri, they're banning women in the legislature from having bare shoulders. And in Wisconsin, they blocked a ban on child torture known as conversion therapy. Across the 50 states, more than 200 anti-LGBTQ bills have been introduced. And the debt ceiling debate threatens to wreck the economic recovery, but Republicans won't say what they would cut. What's missing? Anything about your economic situation, the thing they said over and over last year, would be their focus. It was never going to be. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through the happy hour right here on the brand new mothership, Dom Mad Radio, 92.7 FM in Madison. Getting ready to move into the new world headquarters, the most iconic street in the great state of Wisconsin, going up State Street. Corner of State and Dayton, one block from the Wisconsin State Capitol, man.
Perfect.
You can't avoid us, Dom. We're going to be like the plague, like one block down. We're going to come looking for you. So anyways, looking forward to that. Hopefully you're enjoying the new brand, but the same old greatest radio show ever. 844-967-2789. Always better when you're apart and you join us on the phones. An old friend, Jack from Merrimack. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, well, socialism, like you pointed out, the hypocrisy just runs rampant. Give billions to the banks, give billions to the auto industry. In 2017, give trillions to billionaires and corporate greed, I guess I would call it. These guys, first of all, don't have any idea what socialism is. They're trying to, well, they probably do, but they're trying to equate it with communism, which it isn't. And in fact, what reasonable Americans need to do is look at just a few countries like the Scandinavian countries that have practiced democratic socialism for decades. They are always among the happiest 10 nations in the world. And they do have people get rich there. They have billionaires. So, you know, these guys are just, they're only after one thing, power and more money from donations. That's all they're screaming about.
I get it, and we understand that, Jack, but I think some of the concern, I expect nothing less from the mega idiots out there that have no idea what the hell they're talking about. Good luck getting to the Capitol without a road. You know what I'm saying, Jack? But beyond that, you know, obviously some Dems went along with this, and I did see some Dems pushing back. But to take that vote and to not be, you know, unanimously against it, because, of course, the whole thing is a joke, I think it shows some cracks in the armor, Jack.
I hope you're right. I wouldn't mind seeing these crackpots get cracked.
Rhetorically speaking, of course, Jack. Thanks for the call, man.
When would we start talking about Mike Lindell?
He's always right there.
RNC chairman candidate Mike Lindell narrowly lost to Rhoda McDaniel. 844-967-2789. Don't get lost in the shuffle. Call now. Dick from Madison. How you doing, Dick?
Welcome, Dick.
Real good, guys. Jack is quite right, as always. I mean, it's not communism. It's socialism. But you guys last hour missed a shot at Walker, and I know you like that. Another thing he miserably failed at, creating jobs. Remember that one?
The $250,000 job promise, yes.
Yeah. But John Nichols is why I called. Right track, wrong tech makes me sick to my stomach to hear for this reason. He brought up a lot of other things. How about gun violence? How about Republicans siding with Russia instead of us? How about problems with police departments in this country? You're but talking Dick, about right track, wrong track?
But, Dick, please. You know the blame often gets laid, rightly or wrongly. If your team loses, it's the quarterback's fault or the coach.
Well, yeah.
And if the country's on the quote-unquote wrong track, it's the president's fault.
It's sort of like this morning, the stupid thing I heard about the balloon. Somebody goes, well, some Republican, I don't know who he was, and he goes, this is kind of like tackling the quarterback after the game's over. And, like,
You mean shooting down the China
right.
balloon that thinking, may have or definitely. May not have been a recurring occurrence from the Trump administration? They just didn't bother tracking them, and now that we do, we didn't shoot it down in time? We're late hitting the quarterback while he's in the shower cleaning up after the game now?
Yeah, that's the analogy this guy made, and I'm like, really? That's the best comeback you've got for this.
You know, I heard some clever fellas on Righty Whitey Talk Radio saying, you know, some Republican governor, greatest thing they could ever do would be shoot down that blimp, the Chinese blimp. They'd be like, that's like the greatest troll of all libtard trolls. They would have been so proud of, like, Kristi Noem. Had she done it, she'd have won the Republican nomination.
Well, I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene and some other Republicans were encouraging their supporters to shoot at the balloon, apparently, with, you know, what, rifles?
Jewish
arms.
Space lasers.
Jewish space lasers, of course, of course. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 844-967-2789. If you are a supporter of choice and you are asked, do you think we're on the right track or the wrong track, given the Dobbs decision, I would think you would probably say we're on the wrong track. If you're for some, you know, gun safety regulation and we're not getting any from the Republican Congress, I would, you know, people are going to think we're on the wrong track. If you're concerned about the elevating climate crisis and there's not enough being done about it, and that's, you know, number one priority for you, you might think we're on the wrong track. So that's the point, I guess. And Crudy, I think you're right. Generally, you could say that, well, you know, it's the wrong track. But if it's very specific to, for instance, the policies of the MAGAs and the GOP and the conservative U.S. Supreme Court, there's not a whole lot that any, you know, the Biden administration can do about that.
We'll go back to the phones in a minute. Be patient, please. 844-967-2789. All fine and good. You, Dick, everyone, Jack, thinking in those terms. You know, maybe this isn't a comprehensive, doesn't break it down. You know, some think it's the right track or wrong track because they're too far left or too far right. Washington Post, I found this just this afternoon. More than 6 in 10 say the president has not accomplished much, despite the passage of numerous bills. Right. Here's what I would say. The American people are blissfully unaware of the accomplishments of Biden and the Democrats. And if they don't tell the story, if they don't communicate their successes, Dom,
yeah,
they're going to leave, you know, what, two-thirds of Americans thinking they didn't do squat. A little of the reporting here, then back to the phones, 844-96-PARTY. 2 years into a presidency that the White House cast as the most effective in modern history, that's their own assessment. President Biden is set to deliver the State of the Union Address Tuesday. It'll play out live right here on the Civic Media Network to a skeptical country, you don't say, with the majority of Americans saying they do not believe he has achieved much since taking office, according to a new Post ABC News poll. The poll finds 62% of Americans think Biden has accomplished not very much, or little or nothing during his presidency. I often assess your accomplishments as such. Well, 36% say he has accomplished a great deal or a good amount on many of Biden's signature initiatives, from improving the country's infrastructure to making electric vehicles more affordable to creating jobs. Majorities of Americans say they do not believe he has made progress, the poll finds. They have no idea what we've passed, what Joe Biden and the Democrats, when they controlled the Congress, what they passed. And those were narrow majorities. 5 of the 7 big legislative pieces over the last 2 years, bipartisan. Big deal accomplishments. Here's what I would say. Joe Biden coming to Madison on Wednesday, my hometown. Joe, in honor of the new Mad Radio brand, I even toned it down for you, sir. It's not Devil Radio anymore. It's safe, Joe. Come on the Devil's Advocates and let us talk about your accomplishments. You've gotten a lot done, sir. And all they do is call you a socialist.
And they're going to call whoever is in charge a socialist, Crudy. A little bit more from this piece at the Washington Post. While 77% of Democrats say Biden has accomplished at least a good amount, that drops to 32% among political independents. Only 7% of Republicans say he has accomplished much, while 93% say he has accomplished not very much, little or nothing. Doubts about Biden's achievements are higher than those for former President Barack Obama in 2010 and 2012. As Obama sought re-election, 52% of adults said he had accomplished not much or little or nothing on both points. In a potentially ominous sign for the White House, Biden numbers are roughly on par with the negative ratings of former President Donald Trump, who went on to lose his re-election.
Dom, here's an interesting note. Biden has said the Obama administration did not do enough to tout all its legislative victories in the aftermath of the Great Recession. And he has promised not to repeat that mistake. But 2 years in, I'd say he's repeated that mistake, Dom. The polling tells us the American people have no idea what the Democrats and Joe Biden have accomplished over the last 2 years. Also, Dom, I mean, we talked about the job growth numbers. 12
no, I know. It's
million
crazy.
Jobs in 2 years. Do you think the average American knows that? I doubt it. Unless they listen to this fine program. The president recently said he'd put together an implementation cabinet of top officials whose job it is to do nothing but let people know what they've already done. I tell you what, if Joe Biden's not available, Secretary Buttigieg, 844-967-2789, we'd take Kamala Harris, we'd take the incoming chief of staff, the outgoing chief of staff. Hell, we'd take Mayorkas before he gets impeached in the Congress, Dom. Somebody come out here and let's talk about this. Let's talk about the major accomplishments of the Biden administration. You know, they're about to pivot, not just to the State of the Union. This is Joe's chance to go brag on himself.
Right. Now, but now is the time for him to and the Democrats to coalesce and rectify and address, obviously, the apparent lack of knowledge that the average American has on what is going on in their government.
Isn't that always the Democrats' problem? Fox News says and misreports and misconstrues and claims, well, Democrats don't do anything. You know, they want to increase the crime, defund the police, and turn us all into communists. That's basically their take on the Democratic Party. And the reality of the circumstance, if it never breaks through, Dom, and right here, you know what we're trying to do with Civic Media? The reason we're rebranding to Mad Radio? Because we want to be more appealing to the broadest possible spectrum of people because they need to know the truth. The truth will set them free. But people don't know the truth. They're not paying attention. They're not learning the civics lessons, the history lessons, the econ lessons, Dom. And guys like Mike Pence are out there today advocating for reductions in Social Security. That's the alternative. That's Plan B. That's Team GOP for you.
Well, we're already in the debt ceiling crisis. I mean, this is happening, as you mentioned, Curdy. This is as we speak. This is going on right now. And where is the solution? What is the plan coming out of the Republicans, right? Well, I know, obviously, the Biden administration sat down with McCarthy last week, but that's going to be out there, and they're going to use it as a club. And, again, the majority of people in this country do not get the concept of what this is about, what the constitutional requirements are for the dollars in this country, and what the GOP intends to hold hostage, and for what reason, and to what end.
Well, the debt ceiling, of course, reflects bills already run on the tab under the Trump administration, primarily some under Biden. But when you fail to acknowledge the debt already accrued, when you ignore the credit card bills coming due for the American people, you risk the credit rating, the full faith and credit, and that can have disastrous ripple effects through the entire financial markets worldwide. I mean, you're worried about 2% offset private investment of your Social Security accounts? The damage that these Republicans are going to do if the U.S. government defaults on its debt, Dom, are 10 times worse. It'll take you half a generation to recover a loss created by the lack of governance policies.
Well, and then they'll use socialist tendencies to bail out corporations because of their terrible fiscal discipline.
Hurry up, Democrats. Pull us out of the ditch again. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your calls. 844-96-PARTY.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 32. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Lows dip down to about 23. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. About an inch of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your thoughts always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, it's a mad, mad radio station. Mad Radio, 92.7 FM. You're listening right now. The world headquarters of Civic Media. Heading up to State Street, the most iconic street in the state of Wisconsin. But we're still doing the greatest radio show ever. And it only gets better when you participate at 844-967-2789. Let's get to the phones, Dom. Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy, Bob? Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. How you doing tonight?
Good. Thank you.
You could have warned us about this Mike Pence character.
We blame Indiana.
Not me. Unfortunately, I come up out of Florida. So, you know, hell.
Well, then I blame you for Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, well, I ran out of Florida before him, but I got up here after Pence was out. So I did all right.
Yeah, you're doing all right, Bob.
Just a quick comment. I like the call signal change.
Oh, thanks,
I like,
man.
The designation. I like the designation WMDX.
Why do you like it?
I understand the W. I understand the W because of the position of the Mississippi.
Yep.
But the MD, mad.
Yep.
But then again, you break it down to DX. Now, I'm old enough to kind of remember a bit of my Morse code. And DX calls is asking for signal. So when you tap out CQDX, CQDX, you're looking for a radio station at a distant designation.
Well, see, Bob, I actually thought the X in the MDX was really a reference to Dom's porn habit.
You know, you do one or two videos, Bob, and they never let you live it down.
If he was better, it would be MD triple X.
Well, yeah, it could mean ex porn star.
Well, once a porn star, always a porn star, Bob.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bob.
Man, he taught me a little something there. He edified our audience. DX, long distance, what, radio signal?
Looking for a signal.
844-967-2789. See, you don't have to Morris code out the DX. Just get the Civic Media app, and you can take us worldwide. Rico from Rock County. Welcome, Rico. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico.
Oh, hey. How are you guys doing? It's the Mad Devils. Mad Devils or Angry Devils? I don't know. Yeah, whatever fits, right, guys?
I'm just glad it's not as cold. The other day, I thought hell froze over, and that's what happened to the brand.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? You guys are always my favorites. Greatest radio show ever, right, guys? Hey, I want to talk about Biden and the State of the Union you were asking earlier. You know what I think Biden needs? He needs a really good spokesman that would kick ass. He needs kind of like a Clint Eastwood type, you know? Just somebody that comes out after he's done talking and really lays it down, you know? It's like, hey, you want to talk about your $8-$9 an hour job? Where are you at now, punk? You want to talk about $5 a gallon gas? $5 an hour eggs? I got to ask you, do you feel like you can pay for it now, punk?
It sounds a little, I don't know, confrontational. I was thinking more like Sam Elliott from The Big Lebowski. You know, something a little more wise and low-key.
No. We can't go easy on these guys. These guys are true maggots. We can't go easy on them.
I like Sam Elliott. He does the beef commercials, right?
Beef. Tenderloin, ribeye.
Goes through a whole, I mean, like Crudy's entire summer calendar. Like, yes, uh-huh. I'm cooking that later. Yes, I plan on eating that.
That is caked on the inside of Crudy's arteries. Yep, that's it.
You got to die of something, man. 844-967-2789. We hope you don't die laughing driving home tonight. We'll try to tone it down. Pat from Chicago. Welcome, Pat. What do you got for us?
Hi, Pat.
Well, hi there. Trudy and Dom, let me just say that Congress is not where it's at. You are where it's at. The Fourth Estate, media, shaping opinion, that's what you do. When Biden came to Milwaukee, we drove all the way there from Chicago to try to get in to see him, but we listened to your broadcast the whole time, and that's just what we'll do when he comes to Madison. And they do need to take a page from your book and figure out how to promote your approach to media. That's what's missing in the equation. And once that happens, the Congress and everything else will fall into place.
Pat, could you see Joe Biden out there as Devil's Advocate's pitch man? Dominic Salvia! Crudy!
I could see you guys as his pitch man. And I think that if he's smart, he'll announce his re-election bid in Madison.
I made that prediction, Pat.
To McCarthy and the whole gang. To McCarthy and the whole gang, they don't like socialism. Well, guess what? Come to the seat of where action really occurs and where people care about people. Yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
That's just one woman's opinion.
I appreciate you sharing it, Pat. Hey, Pat, let me ask you before we run out of time. Do you think Joe Biden doing a good job? Number one, is he doing a good job? Number two, how is he doing in communicating his efforts?
No, he's doing a bad job. And again, we're from Chicago. We always listen to you via the streaming. We're on the Civic Media app, all that stuff, and have since it went up. I'll just say that whoever is advising him on communications is doing a really poor job, and they should be doing grassroots all the way throughout all. And I don't, you know, when Sanders was first, and going back to Howard Dean, they were talking about putting a Democratic Party in all 50 states. And I believe then and now that's what they should have done. And why they didn't, I don't know. You can talk to Jamie Harrison. But in the meantime, they need to follow your example, because the people you have in your sights, like Uline, for example, he's controlling politics here in Illinois, just like he's controlling politics in Wisconsin. He's probably got a broader reach than that, than we even realize. And somebody's got to put a stop to it. And it's very dangerous. And side note, even the French right and Boris Johnson and the rest of them realize they can't do away with universal health. They can't do away with socialist propositions. They can't, because if they did, they wouldn't even have a prayer of winning the election. The conservatives or the right Nazis or whatever you want to call them, they wouldn't have a prayer of getting re-election in Europe. So when they're talking that talk here in the United States, they don't know what they're talking about.
Pat, well said.
Yes, thank you.
Tell your friends you can also hear us on 540 AM all the way to Chi-Town. It's the Beast of the East. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, John Nichols, all the way from Reykjavik, Iceland, I think. Now stick around. Native Roots Radio and the Paul Revere Show with Stephanie Blumenfeld and Mark Thompson. It's going to be a good one. Keep it locked. Civic Media.
Do your priorities for the country match the president's? Listen live as Joe Biden lays out his plans during the State of the Union address February 7th, starting at 8 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station. Then stay with us as News Director Terry Bell and guests break down and share reaction to the policies the president presents. You can join the conversation too. The State of the Union address live with coverage from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesday, February 7th on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.